Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One of the best at covering an NFL beat that you'll find. He covers the Pittsburgh Steelers for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. The Steelers, of course, one of the biggest stories of this offseason. Ed Bouchette joining me right now on CBS Sports Radio. Ed, when did it get so crazy? When did the worm turn in Pittsburgh and this thing start to feel as big of soap opera as it's become there?
Sean, really, when Antonio skipped practices there at the end of the before the last game of the season, and then just popped up Sunday morning and expected to play, and Mike Tomlin sent him home, basically. That's when it really hit the fan. Before that, there was a lot of stuff going on, but nothing that really impacted on the field. And that was a game, if Baltimore had lost that weekend and the Steelers won, the Steelers would have been the division champs. So it was still an important game for them at the time.
Yeah, and obviously this will be the first season that they're going to go into, assuming Brown gets traded, this will be the first season. No Brown, no Le'Veon Bell. We'll get into the Ben Roethlisberger part of this in just a second, but purely from a football standpoint, they seem to get by fine without Le'Veon Bell last year with James Conner. How do you think this offense will still function without both of those guys next year?
It's hard to predict, but Connor's a good back. They'll add to him, either pick up a veteran free agent somewhere or draft one. And they have a kid they drafted last year, Jalen Samuels from North Carolina State, who showed some promise. So that'll be their backfield. They have Juju Smith-Schuster, who out-caught Antonio this past year. They drafted a kid last year in the second round, James Washington. Again, he showed some promise. And they'll add another receiver somewhere, probably through the draft, because it doesn't look like there's very many good free agents out there. But if they can get back to running the ball, they didn't run it much last year, even though James Conner made the Pro Bowl, they didn't run the ball a lot. If they can get back to doing that and balancing out with Ben Roethlisberger, they'll still be a good offense.
The general manager there, Kevin Colbert, said that three teams have contacted him about Antonio Brown. I don't know whether to believe anything general managers say, especially this time of year when there's potentially draft picks involved in trades and things like that. But do you think that if the market for Antonio Brown is not there, are the Steelers going to just settle for dumping him for whatever they can get? Or do you think they'll dig in for a little while and maybe wait until a market develops in training camp through injury or whatever the case may be? How do you think they're going to play this thing?
Yeah, they say they won't give him away, and I'm not sure what that means, Sean. You know, at what point, you know, let's just say draft picks. Is it a fourth-round pick you won't settle for, a third-round pick you won't settle for? I mean, do you have to get a first-round pick? I'm not sure where they are there. Mm. the problem, part of the problem is if they wait, they have to pay him a $2.5 million roster bonus March 17th. They'd prefer not to do that. I still see some kind of deal. I think somebody's going to step up and offer at least a second for him. I mean, they got a third for Martavis Bryant from Oakland last year, and this guy is so much better. And I think he'll knuckle down with his new team and at least for a year be a really good receiver for someone.
Yeah, I think that'll be the big thing. You know, how much of a distraction does he pose in another ecosystem that's not Pittsburgh? Ed Bouchette of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Ed, a lot of the news reports out of Pittsburgh have talked about how part of the toxicity in that locker room is because Ben Roethlisberger is overly critical of teammates, whether it's a radio show or that he does or interviews. Hines Ward coming out and kind of backing that up, or at least saying that you're having some things to say about Ben in the last couple days. Is the criticism that Ben Roethlisberger gets for these things fair?
No, it's not. And, you know, those reports aren't really coming out of Pittsburgh. They're coming from other places. You mentioned Hines Ward. Hines and Ben really didn't get along, and I'm not saying that's why Hines is critical of him now, but Hines also hasn't been here for 7 years, and I'm not sure he knows what's going on in there right now. I think that's why Kevin Colbert stood up for the quarterback the other day. It seems to be a lot of unfair stuff trying to pin a lot of these things with Antonio Brown on Ben Roethlisberger, and I don't think that's correct. I don't think it's right. I don't think that's what happened.
Do you think the Roethlisberger and the Steelers get another deal done to extend him for a few more years as the quarterback there? And how much more does he have left on the odometer, do you think?
Yeah, I think he has 2 or 3 years. It's hard to tell when a guy gets to be. He's going to be 30. Well, he is 37, or coming up on 37 in March. I forget when his birthday is, but. You know, and I saw Terry Bradshaw break apart at 35, I think it was. But, of course, the medicine is better these days. Bradshaw had a crazy elbow surgery he shouldn't have had, and Ben's arm still seems to be good. I mean, he seems to still be on top of his game. Again, it's hard to tell when you get that age, you know, or an injury can change everything. Of course, it can do that when you're 25, but I think all things being equal, I think he has at least a couple more years left.
Ed Bouchette of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette joining me on CBS Sports Radio, talking some Steeler football. Just getting off of the Ben Brown, Le'Veon Bell square for a second here, Ed. Just from the standpoint of this football team and the strengths of this football team, one of them obviously is the offensive line. Are people sleeping a little bit on the departure of Mike Munchak, the offensive line coach, to Denver, just in terms of how productive that offensive line has been and what it's going to look like going forward?
No, not at all. When they hired Mike Munchak, everybody knew that was a great hire. And when they lost him, everybody knows inside and out that it was a big loss, especially maybe for some of the younger linemen. I mean, he did mold this line. And, you know, you have to give credit to the players, too. But just an example, Alejandro Villanueva became a really good – he's a two-time Pro Bowl left tackle. He came out of nowhere,
yeah.
If you know his story. And I give a lot of credit to Munchak for that, and so probably would Alejandro. But, yeah, that was – nobody's sleeping on that here in Pittsburgh. They know that was a big loss, but still they do have those players back, and Ramon Foster is going to be a – free agent. He's their longtime guard, and we'll see what happens there. But, you know, I think the line is set. And you asked me about Ben's contract. They will extend him. He will get a new contract. They are confident in that, and that'll get done.
What are your thoughts on the AFC North as a whole? Obviously, the Ravens won the division last year with Lamar Jackson kind of triggering that late hot streak by the team. We'll see if that holds up going forward, his style of play. But the Browns are kind of lurking in the weeds now with their finish to last year. What were your general thoughts on the division, and is there any sort of nervousness amongst Steeler fans that the balance of power, that the Cleveland Browns now all of a sudden might be actually involved in that balance of power in the division?
Yeah, Sean, I think it's going to be more balanced through all four teams than it's been in a long time. And that's mainly because the Browns have not been very good for a long time. The other three have really battled it out for the most part. So I can see the Browns making an impact this year. I'd still have to say the Steelers are the favorites, but hey, Baltimore's the defending division champs. They have a great defense. As you mentioned, I'm not sold on Jackson, but hey, he got some things done last year, and he was only a rookie, so he's probably only going to improve. So yeah, it's become a division that I think any four teams could win, even the Browns.
Last one for me, Ed. I'm based out of a city here in Houston where J.J. Watt is an icon down here. I'm just curious what people in Pittsburgh think of his younger brother, T.J. Watt.
Yeah, he's not an icon yet, Sean, but he's like his brother. He's all football, and when I mean that, it's no nonsense. It's not all football. Obviously, J.J. Has raised all that money for charity and everything else down there.
Yep.
But TJ is a chip off the old block, I think, and he continues to improve. I mean, he's got a bunch of sacks his first couple years. I think he'll only get better. And, he's one of those guys that I think they're counting on big time going into next year.
Yeah, and they probably use a few more of him in the locker room for sure, it sounds like, up there. No question about that. Ed Bouchette, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, covers the Steelers and has done a great job covering the Steelers for a number of years. Ed, really appreciate you making time on a Sunday evening, and enjoy this part of the offseason. Free agency and the draft, there will be very few places that are more interesting over the next few weeks to cover that part of football than Pittsburgh. So appreciate all your hard work and appreciate you coming on the show.
All right, Sean, thanks for the invitation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.